From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm getting into the transhumanist cult, and that's who runs the planet. That's the modern name of the eugenicist. Julian Huxley changed the name when he was the head of the United Nations UNESCO program and wrote a big white paper that's we linked to in Endgame, whatistheendgame.com, the online bibliography. I mean, that's what's so crazy about this is all I do is read their internal handbooks and stuff that's public. They think they've beaten us so bad that they don't even care. They just prance around publicly. And I was at a dinner party last night, and it was biologists, a molecular biologist, doctors, you name it, and I was they were telling me about all this, and it just reminded me of just how widespread this is, and how it's being rolled out on the public. So that's coming up. Oh, it was marine biologists as well. I forgot that one. But that's all these people talk about. That's all anybody with a PhD talks about. And most of them, and I've noticed in the past, thought they were going to be part of it. These folks knew they weren't. They all acted like folks that knew they were getting ready to be lined up in front of a firing squad, because one of them was a consultant to big corporations and government, and he knew all about it and was pretty freaked out. But they didn't even know who I was. They knew because they work in and around these people. And that's why you'll notice none of these people have children. And they told me about going dark and how most of the intelligentsia is just preparing to die. I can't believe. Meanwhile, you got the general public running around telling you about basketball and football and the average male driving around acting tough in their truck. Meanwhile, they're poisoning your food, your water, you're under full attack. Oh, I can't handle it anymore. I'm sorry. It's coming up. This makes me rethink everything. I mean, I'm a guy who's been a trailblazer exposing it all, but it's just how real it is. They're really doing it. They're really. All right. I want to go to this two-minute video. Rochester police ticket supporters of woman arrested for recording cop in Rochester, New York. If you dare protest against the thuggish behavior of the local cops, you might get a big fat ticket. For radio listeners, they've got like five or six squad cars pulled up at a community event for support of the woman arrested for filming police from her own yard, Emily Good. And Kurt goes on to say, this is what you would expect in a communist country or some ten-horned dictatorship, not in America. And the cops are out with rulers, and if they're 12 and a half inches out from the curb, it's big, wide streets, they give them tickets. And it's big, tough cops with, you know, tattoos getting off on it. If they're going to show you for putting that viral video out. They're going to show you trying to stand up. They're going to show you little people. They're going to videotape you and listen to your phone calls. But you're not gonna videotape them. So here they are trying to politically persecute the folks that were meeting to defend this woman. I mean, this is beyond evil. Here it is. Imagine they got better things to do. Crime's going on all over Rochester. High crime.
W80, W94, W74.
And all these cop cars they're giving them tickets. Again, writing them parking tickets for being more than a foot out from the curb.
12 inches from the curb. You have a ruler? Because I don't think this is 12. Can I see it? Can I see the ruler? Okay, that's 12 inches from the curb. Oh, about a half inch. Yeah, I guess it's about a... Oh, really? You had civilian complaints?
Civilian? You're a scum.
You're in the parking, being further than 12 inches from the curb?
Ma'am, could you make sure you get that one, please?
Look how they swagger like goons.
Been law in, that's suddenly being enforced.
I've been in third world countries and seen that look.
Yeah, the video.
Those cops are
viral.
Our brothers, though.
5:30. This is. Oh, this right.
They don't know they're being poisoned.
Oh, this was a 12 and a half inches, right?
They don't know they're being killed. They don't know whose team they're on. They're like little boys.
I'm sorry you guys are this upset about what one of your officers did that you have to behave this way.
That's a Rochester into media. All right, we'll be right back and get into the big enchilada. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not. As bad as this is going to sound, I can't describe to you how much worse it is, okay? There's no way to really give you the full story. Stay with us.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoots.com. www.HardShoots.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I want to beg the listeners of this radio broadcast. We are live. It is Sunday, the 26th day of June, 2011. I want to beg you to get a pen and paper. Because without your help and without my help, without us working together and facing the facts and knowing the facts and then realizing how full spectrum this scientific attack on humanity is and what the end game is of the globalists and what their beyond the end game program is, as I say on the back cover of Endgame, for the New World Order, world government is only the beginning. Once their planetary regime is in place, they will exterminate the majority of the planet. The elite will then merge with machines and become a new species. Now, that sounds completely insane. I'm not the one saying it. Ted Turner, the heads of Google, Bill Gates, Ray Kurzweil, William Shatner, all of them. They have big, giant, closed-door conferences with thousands of these people at them. And they all write books. World government's coming. It's insane. And you're not going to have a choice, and this is the way it is, and we're going to save the earth through this, and no matter how much GMO we put out, even if it hurts the earth, it's all natural because whatever humans do is part of evolution. But then meanwhile, they sell us fake environmentalism to give up our rights, to let them shut down our industry, to only control us. So it's a very sophisticated issue. But you can see it mirrored in primitive times when the Romans didn't like a group of people they conquered. They would just kill everyone. The Israelites were told, go in, kill everybody, take over the land. Every culture, different Native American tribes, would just kill the entire tribe. The Aztecs would do that. So this is something that oligarchies and corrupt elites do. I mean, they're like, we're going to win this war 100%. We're going to kill the entire opposition. But this comes out of Malthusian and then Darwinistic ideas of social Darwinism, that it's their right to do this to us, because if they can fool us and get this done, then they're doing evolution a favor by wiping us out, and that they're going to merge and become this new species. Now, what kicked off this brainstorm is I've known this has been the central issue for 16 years I've been on air from reading their own publications. And that first head of the UN UNESCO program, Julian Huxley, and others, who said, Hitler made us look bad as eugenicists. We're going to call it transhumanism and sell the public on us controlling them with chemicals, biologicals, and also electronic systems as it being a new level of humanity. But really the systems we're going to engineer, so they theoretically developed it, will surveil them, control them, and track them and predict what they're going to do as an electronic straitjacket to help phase them out. And diet, injections, and injunctions, what we put in their GMO food, what we inject them with, and how we train them, will have them believe that humanity is bad as a group collective and accept that it's good that humanity is soon going to be annihilated. And they have all these TV shows for kids and adults, The World Without Humans, how great it's going to be. Humans are a parasite, a disease. You're being given a collective dose of psychological death to believe this is all good and also hate your fellow man. Not have the idea of humans reaching for something greater, seeing the beauty of art and music and mathematics and honoring inventors and science. They're talking about dishonoring all of that, a scientific dictatorship, having a breakaway civilization under global national security, corporate security, that we are not allowed to be transcendent and inner. Now, whether any of this is actually going to happen or not, this is what the entire modern infrastructure, pre-computer, biometrics, 150-year-old science, genetics and racial hygiene, Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Lab, the Human Genome Project, for global extermination, for race-specific bioweapons. All of this, the founder of IBM, the first computers, the Hollerith machines, were to decide how to round up blacks and kill them. Then Hitler said, I love it. And an IBM, Mr. Watson loved it. He sent technicians to Germany and throughout the war, and that was what the Jews and others had on their arm, was a number to be entered in the IBM machine to decide how long to work them before you kill them. Now we just have an NSA Google model that's tracking everybody, figuring out exactly who you really are, what's going to be done to you, how it's all standardized, baby's blood for now 39 years, taken secretly globally, global government set up more than 50 years ago, total standardization. They're mopping up the few final countries they don't control. Now, that said, I want to go to this video clip. I'm at this dinner party with next-door neighbors. I get invited over there. And they had marine biologists and binocular biologists and doctors and corporate integration team leader fusion PhDs, and none of them knew who I was, which is a rarity, except the folks that invited me, and they were there working with some filmmakers is why I was invited, and they said, Alex, what we're worried about if you're a talk show host is the thing that the hospitals have really been set up to kill people now, but it's compartmentalized. The doctors don't even know, and that it's more dangerous to go to the hospital, you know, than to not. And this is all being engineered in. And as Ray Kurzweil saying, they're about to merge with machines, and the technology is doubling now every year. And computers will be a trillion times faster than humans within 20 years. And the future doesn't need us, and the global elite plan to do all of this. And I said, no, I know about all that. And I told the guy a few things. He goes, wow, you know about that? And I said, yes. And he says, well, how do you fight going dark like so many other people are doing? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, so many people that are learning about this, there's the decision to join it, or there's the decision to go dark and just spend the time you've got with your family and just prepare for all of this. And he said, well, the way we're going to be able to beat the machines, as Kurzweil says, is because they're going to be so much faster, is we must merge ahead of time. So there's a race of who will merge first. So it's like an arms race, but it's a tech race. Now, again, whether all of this is really going to happen or not, and much of it has, Kurzweil, and we'll play when we come back from break, Kurzweil has a new movie coming out that everybody's sending me and hyping, and have you ever heard of this? Yeah, I made a film about it 4 years ago. And not just with Kurzweil's quotes, and it's this happy-go-lucky, thing about he's optimistic about humanity, and we're going to merge with machines, and the T-shirt they sell is get ready, for evolution, and it's the next level. What they don't tell you is Kurzweil and all these people, and his main benefactor is Google and Bill Gates. Bill Gates is daddy, government and army intelligence, and then the head of Planned Parenthood, and Gates is openly trying to produce vaccines that are delivered through mosquitoes so you can't get away from it, and saying we need zero human growth. And I mean, this is a really nasty guy, but it's always packaged in how sweet and loving it is for the general public, the unwashed masses, the football fans. For the intelligentsia mid-level, it's, well, we got to get rid of the general public because they're hurting the earth. But then for the higher level crust, Hollywood, the heads of Google, others, they're openly told, and that's why Hollywood's so into my show, because they were told this stuff years ago in secret at these meetings, and now they hear me talking about it, making films about it, because I reverse-engineered the whole thing, and they're like, wow, how do you know about this? By the way, I've had as big as it gets in media contact me in the last few weeks. We're going to see if we get them on the show, but they're really waking up. But not because of me, because they're at the highest levels. They're hearing all this. They're being invited in. Okay? And they're getting very close to this, folks. Now they think you're stupid and won't be smart enough to look into all this and find out I'm telling you the truth. They think they got you. Okay? Well, I say we can't give human development over to these people without at least a debate. And these people have shown themselves to be so sadistic and wicked and hateful and reckless that they should not be directing human development. Let me just give you a few headlines before we go to break so you get what I'm talking about. Ray Kurzweil, the head futurology school backed by NASA and Google. Well, Google is an NSA/DARPA NASA program. What is the official NASA policy now? Post-industrial world. Shutting off your family. Killing you. You go look it up. Here's CNN, the smartest futurist on Earth. Legendary inventor Ray Kurzweil is right. The future will be a lot brighter and weirder than you think. So they're going to sell these nightmare things they're about to do to us with this public thing about, oh, it's this little genius, Ray Kurzweil. Kurzweil didn't come up with hardly any of this. He just put a modern spin. There were theorists 150 years ago in England who envisioned all of it.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so almost 4 years ago in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, it's the blueprint from their own stated plans. The film has whatistheendgame.com. Or endgamethemovie.com, that has an online bibliography for the whole documentary. And unfortunately, the documentary's only been seen around 10 million times for free on the internet. And people are like, unfortunately, that isn't a lot. No, it's not. Films like The Obama Deception, over 30 million times. Fall of the Republic, over 20 million times. Some of my other films, more than 15 million times. Endgame is the most important film I've ever made. Period. Period. And it's evergreen. It's more powerful today than when I made it 4 years ago. And it's all their words. The most powerful people in the world, all they talk about is not dying. Of course, use common sense. I mean, 20 years ago, they synthesized genetically perfect cloned human growth hormone. Can you imagine what they've got now? Well, under this global government system, you're not going to get access to that. And they already have life extension systems if you follow these regimens. And if you don't get, you know, your head chopped off in a car accident, where you'll be able to live several hundred years. And if you're able to do that, and they practice all this medicine on us, then it gets compartmentalized. What works is given to them. We get all the garbage. Then now they're going after our health, food, minerals, things that would help us to block the public from getting it. What would you do if you were a billionaire? What would you do? What would you do? Well, you would see the rest of the public as scum. You would go to these big meetings. You would be told, join the world government, join the collectivist elite program, and we'll transfer the general public's wealth to you. We'll wipe them out in orderly, compartmentalized function while we pose as the saviors. And they're going to have, instead of drug enforcement, they're going to have brain augmentation enforcement. People are going to be getting arrested for augmentation that's illegal. And you'll be happy to not have kids ever again if you're given a nice apartment, left alone, and are allowed to hook into a system that gives you unlimited pleasure. You're not going to want to even go on and live. And they have forecast all of this. And so all the tech they're selling us has back doors and spying systems built into it. And all the tech that Kurzweil and others are going to turn loose, NASA, Google, Microsoft funding all of this on you, is going to be almost impossible to turn down. And this is just one level of the technology while they get the real stuff. And they write about that like you're an idiot. Here is the new trailer for the new Kurzweil movie. Remember, this is coming out in August, and I got laughed at for saying, once they have their world government, they believe they'll be able to live forever. That's all from Google, from Schmidt, and Gates, and Turner, and all of them. Prince Philip, Prince Charles, that's all they do, 24/7. They don't take vaccines. They don't eat GMO food. They have their own farms. They admit it. They have emergency underground seed vaults for after they've wrecked everything to redesign it. These people are crazy. The point is, I'm not the crazy one reporting this to you. All right. Here's the trailer. Here it is.
The reason I'm calling today is to express my disappointment that you have invited this highly sophisticated crackpot and given him a national forum to express his pseudo-religious predictions that have no basis in objective reality.
If you go back 500 years, not much happens in a century. Now a lot happens in 6 months. Technology feeds on itself and it gets faster and faster. It's going to continue. In about 40 years, it's going to be moving so fast, the pace of change is going to be so astonishingly quick that you won't be able to follow it unless you enhance your own intelligence by merging with the intelligent technology we've created.
This guy is freaking. He says computers will have consciousness in just 25 years.
As we get to the 2030s, you're not going to be able to tell a clear difference between human and machine intelligence.
The big question to life is, who are we? What are we going to become? What's the future like? And he's got one of the most incredible track records in history for his ability to predict with pretty darn good accuracy.
He's an award-winning scientist and engineer, a millionaire several times over because of his inventions.
Breakthroughs, wow.
These inventions may end up causing the worst war that humanity's ever had.
Corporations and governments and societies will be created and destroyed on the back of the technology that this book describes.
The world is lacking. The world has globalizing.
Inventor Ray Kurzweil thinks that one day humans may be able to live forever.
I want to live as long as I can. I don't want to die. If following Ray's regimen would put that day off, I'm very willing to do that.
I knew there was a reason I was keeping all this stuff, and he kept all this stuff. I do plan to bring back my father.
God is who he is, and our challenge should be to know him, not try to create him.
I'm afraid of you.
It's going to scare a lot of people.
The world is changing far too fast. Nothing like this has ever happened to Homo sapiens before.
These ideas are going to ultimately change the world.
We didn't stay on the ground. We didn't stay on the planet. We didn't stay with the limitations of our biology.
I think Ray is performing the service of a prophet. That's wrong.
He has used the gift that he was given.
Okay, that's enough. And they go on to say, he's revealing our destiny. He did all of this. Ladies and gentlemen, over 150 years ago, British scientists wrote out this entire plan. Galton and others, you can go follow it. It's an endgame right through the founding of the UN, a global mop-up system to set up a global tyranny, cut off the resources. They wrote about carbon taxes 100 years ago. They've had this whole thing planned, and you got to give it to them. They have been planned. They have been focused. They've got their guru, their little front man out there. Notice he says 40 years in this film. In his books, and what he really says is that this has basically already happened to some degree. He talks about there will be a total world government, how great it's going to be by 2020. He says the computers will see us as a mosquito and will swat us, and that once they merge with the computers, that they're going to swat us, and it won't even matter because they're going to be gods compared to us. I mean, you ought to hear what they really are saying. But you watch this, and it's how cute it is. It's how funny it is. It's how sweet it is. And I'm going to cover this more tomorrow and throughout the week, and I'm going to come back from break and play a few more of these clips. But in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I have all their countless quotes about once the world government's in place, they got to get rid of most of us because we can't have access to this. What's the best way to do it? Is it airborne Ebola or is it airborne human mousepox with a 99% kill rate? How do they get the bunkers built? How do they get the underground bases with the seeds built? I mean, I cover all this before they built the underground bunkers with the seeds. They've now done that. Who funded it? Rockefeller Foundation. Who funds Ray Kurzweil? And I got Aaron coming here in the last segment today with just a snapshot because he went to Bilderberg and covered it in Switzerland, and that was on the agenda. That's what these people are into. That's what they're doing. That's all they talk about. Well, of course, there are people that control trillions of dollars, worth hundreds of billions apiece in some cases, most of their wealth hidden. What would you be into? If you were worth hundreds of billions of dollars, you'd be into life extension. But then they sit around arguing, saying we can't give this to the public. And so in Endgame, I cover that that's what they're after, because that's what they say in all their literature, not the popular books they sell to the sheep to say, oh, you'll be part of this. It's 40 years away. You've got time. Don't worry. How everything's going to be automated, remote controlled, your car, your house. They're already legalized in Nevada, Google cars without drivers. Next, it'll be you won't be allowed to drive your own car.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Berkey Water Filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. You know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with
the global social engineers know that humans are toolmakers. They've studied the species. They see themselves as a predator class with a right to rule over us, to kill us at will. Their program has always been to deploy a low-grade version of technologies that have been developed and that they've bought and financed to be Trojan horses. Any tool they give us has a built-in control system into it. I told you about this a decade ago. Folks laugh. Self-driving robot cars about to hit Nevada highways. They passed a law. Soon there won't be any truck drivers anymore. There won't be any checkout lanes anymore. Why the future doesn't need us? Then, as they shut the economy off, you go on to welfare. Because they'll have huge robotic food production systems. This is what they say they're going to do. You'll be beholden. Well, now you're beholden to the computerized technocracy. The Air Force will go entirely drone. The Army will go almost entirely robot. It'll be humans that serve as some of the robots, but they will be replaced with robots. This is the plan, and it's coming. And we're building it. It's a more futuristic example of folks I know here in town at IBM 7-8 years ago who trained all their replacements from India and knew they were going to be let go in 6 months when they trained them. They pay for the college, you know, they're in debt. They, you know, they train their replacements. You're training your replacements. And then the technocrats, they're designing the infrastructure. They're designing the system. They're designing all of it not to empower humanity and build up humanity. The vaccines, the GMO, reduce fertility, dumb you down, the fluoride. I saw a study on fluoride. There's only three places that have it almost everywhere. The U.S., Ireland, and the Basque area of Spain, all rebel areas to a nearby empire. Then you look at who financed it, big eugenics foundations, destroys fertility, increases bone cancer, increases birth defects, 100% deadly. And it's all in areas where people rebel. And then I have the government documents where they admit all of this. Remember that. This is not my opinion. These are cold-blooded killers. But they have a nice little cute little front man who they're building up like Einstein. Oh, he's there. He's Ray Kurzweil. He wants to take care of you. And I got Aaron coming in here with a special report. But remember 4 years ago when I put out Endgame? And I put it out because a decade before that, I would cover their plan to live forever, that they want to kill all of us after their global police state set up, and they use quotes like that, the White House science czar, all of them do, a global police state, and then we'll be exterminated. And then they'll live forever. Whether that's true or not, these people are nuts. And I don't like that. I want to be involved in my destiny. And so the entire infrastructure of technology is good. It's like a gun. It's double-edged. It's how it's used. And they're just saying it's a foregone conclusion. This is the way it is. This is your destiny. Ray Kurzweil says so. Not telling you that it's all been financed for over 150 years. And I cover that in Endgame. Folks, Endgame, Endgame. It's free on YouTube. It's free, free. It's only had 10 million views between Google, YouTube, and other channels. It needs 35 mil like Obama deception. I don't even have ads on the stinking thing. It's just there for free. Get the DVD. Make copies. Show it to everybody you know. Support us. Infowars.com. It's a million times more important because it's not deceptive like the Kurzweil movie that's coming out, hyping this to everyone. But let me tell you, the PhDs and people that are inside, they know it's not cute. They're being told what it really. Bill Joy, head of Sun Microsystems, 10 years ago wrote an article, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. He said, I go to top conferences with 200 computer company owners, billionaires. All they talk about is, do we kill everybody? Do we give the public what we got? He had a pang of guilt. And so people would laugh at me about this, so I made the film. Here's London Guardian. An American inventor who plans to live forever has been appointed the head of the new school of futurologists backed by Google and the U.S. Space Agency NASA. Google was created by DARPA. DARPA was created by designs from the 1950s. I just got chills. 50s and 60s. You're not in Kansas anymore. The technology is way more advanced than we're even told. That's why they're so arrogant. They've already got life extension. They're already having to stage their deaths. The MO is the Queen Mother is not sitting in a crypt, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. This is what it's all about. Now, let me go ahead for you. Let me go ahead now for you. They don't want to stage their deaths. They want to be out in the open with this stuff. But we can't be here for that to happen. Because you think folks riot over food? They're going to riot and say, you keep my mother alive. You got technologies. Instead, they kill your mother with chemotherapy. Here is the trailer from 4 years ago for Endgame, breaking down what they're now admitting to you. Here it is.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Dilbert is making great progress toward a world government. Only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
Alex, shall I begin?
For the first time, all the pieces have been put together. The dots have been connected, and the picture is crystal clear. Earth's ruling elite believe they have discovered the fountain of youth. But before they can attain it, 80% of us must die. A psychopathic technocracy is establishing world government so there can be no escape from their plan.
The New World Order is the old world. I mean, it's just the names have changed, the appearances have changed.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
I would pull out the plane in Munich. They interrogated me 4 hours.
Some shots were fired.
Need you to move off the province.
Their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Only 10 million people have seen the film. I'm going to take you out to break with only part of this. British government funded. This is shown to school children and to people in England and Europe before movie theaters. It's called Planned-opolis. And you think it's a joke about total planned society, can't move, only get meat once a year, one-child policies. They're throwing it in your face like it's normal, like TSA sticking their hands down your pants, to just condition you that outrageous things are normal. Okay, well, we're going to go to break. We're going to go out to break without music with as much of Planned-opolis as we can play. If not, just put into the NSA search engine, Google Planned-opolis, and you'll get it. Here it is. Welcome to a little fairy tale about the joys of living in an eco-tyranny.
How will people travel in the cities of the future? Megacities on the move. Your guide to the future of sustainable urban mobility. Planned-opolis. One of our four possible scenarios. In a world of fossil fuels and expensive energy, the only solution is tightly planned urban transport under the global government energy planning system. Global climate change deal imminent. Joint venture to redesign city. Plans for new floating cities approved. Where have we heard of this before? Oh, there's a global food council. Oh, welcome to the Planned-opolis. Let's cut to one of their minions.
Hi. I'm so glad you're on time. I'm looking forward to showing you around Planned-opolis today. My husband works from home. He's a virtual engineer working in one of the city's desalination plants. He controls the robots who do all the important maintenance. I think he basically plays computer games for a living. Are you ready to go?
She bashed her husband, you notice.
Card open on your smartphone. I registered your visit with Slick Travel Corp the other day, so they've allotted you a journey time to match mine. It makes so much sense, doesn't it?
Oh.
Switch off brain and go to work. With this many people around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge. We're so lucky. Our kids were allocated a school quite near my practice, so I can drop them off on the way.
We'll be right back.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. High glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it's the final segment. We'll be back during the week, obviously, with other guest news and calls, but today was very important, so I've stayed focused on news. I'm probably going to have another demonstration at the Capitol. We're going to go inside and talk to our representatives tomorrow at 3 p.m. In fact, let's just say we're going to be there. I'll cover it more tomorrow. Pardon me? We'll have to move that TV interview, then we've already agreed to that. It'll give folks more time to get down there. Let's say 4 o'clock tomorrow at the Texas Capitol. Then I can do the TV interview. We're going to go down there where they're trying to kill the bill again, Republican dirty tricks with the Democrats to stop the groping. We're going to do that tomorrow, 4 o'clock. I want to see everybody down there at the Texas State Capitol. Go in and talk to our state reps. You can meet me out front, the south entrance, or you can just go on in, but I'll see you there at 4. Spread the word, folks. Silicon Valley tycoon embraces sci-fi future. The man who made billions on Facebook and PayPal says it's time to invest looking forward. AP, he was at Bilderberg. FCC chief, and it goes on from there. Self-driving robot cars about to hit Nevada Highway. See, it's all happening. Google wants to control and run your house. It goes on and on. Terrorist pre-crime detector field tested in the United States. They're going to have mobile trucks where they claim you're a terrorist because the computer said so. Just all made up. You discredit the lie detector that came out with fancier blinking light garbage. It's all quackery. Now, Aaron, you've been here almost 6 years. You know, got a degree in international relations or whatever from UT. You've studied all this stuff. When you first got here, you've learned more and more. Am I exaggerating in any way, or is it the opposite, that these people are a cult that think they're going to become God and that they want to exterminate the majority of us?
No, they're absolutely obsessed with controlling the population from a statistical point of view, from an authoritarian centralized government point of view, and they want to centralize all the mechanisms of our society, even those that are outside of government.
We've only got 8 minutes now, and we'll do bigger reports this week. But more and more, I'm going to focus on this because they're rolling it out now publicly. Break down, just from the Bilderberg angle, the latest, and this is what they're obsessed with.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Peter Thiel, who's known as one of the PayPal mafia entrepreneurs. He's a derivatives trader, former derivatives trader, and hedge fund manager. And he was the co-founding CEO of PayPal. He then sold that to eBay for billions. He was one of the earliest and biggest outside investors of Facebook. In fact, he was the first outside investor of Facebook. He's made billions there and on dozens and dozens of other high-tech.
And they're not engaged in just a takeover of stock markets. This is a takeover of the human species.
Right. I mean, you could see on the Bilderberg list where they're directing just the things that are happening online and the social and retail avenues. But he's also highly funded in futures technology and life extension technology and space commercialization.
As they all are, though. This is all they do.
Yeah, I mean, just a few things about him. He's heavily into surveillance technology. In 2004, Peter Thiel co-founded Palantir Technologies, which offers platforms for finance companies and intelligence, defense, and law enforcement communities to integrate, visualize, and analyze the world's information. And that's one of the biggest Facebook founders.
Total spying.
He's funded LinkedIn. He's funded PayPal. They have all the online data between those companies. And just check out all the high-tech people who attended Bilderberg just this year in 2011. First of all, there's Keith Alexander, the head of U.S. Cybercom.
The head of NSA.
Yeah, he called for bigger war and was like, that damn Kucinich, you know, keeps getting things held up. You also had Bill Gates of the Bill and Melinda Gates, and of course, Michael.
Total eugenicist, forced inoculations.
His father, who's deeply in eugenics, was there last year in 2010. As you know, he was one of the earliest.
Yeah, Gates was set up. Microsoft's another government front, admittedly.
Yeah, he was part of
the Planned Parenthood front.
Which means Rockefeller. And really, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is a direct continuation of one arm of the Rockefeller Foundation. He also had Jeff Bezos of Amazon.com there, the LinkedIn chairman and co-founder, Reid Hoffman, Chris R. Hughes, the co-founder of Facebook.
Remember the Financial Times of London 2 years ago? World's rich meet secretly to discuss reducing population. Financial Times of London, let's put that up. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all tied in to a point of real scariness. I mean, as you pointed out earlier, they used the Hollow Earth experiment and the Nazi Germany stuff. And what was the name of the Jamaican experiment? The point is
race mixing study. But the issue is that they always have the little public statement of why they're doing this. But then Gates gets up at these public TED conference meetings and says we're going to wipe out most of the population. And the audience giggles and gets little demonic looks on their faces. So they've got a whole cult of their people that have been promised a life extension if they carry this out. I mean, Hitler just promised folks power. They're promising their minions eternal life. And whether it's real or not, these people are dangerous.
Yeah, the movie's obscure, but you've talked about it here on air before. Zardoz is all about how to make the node of centralized controllers live forever and exterminate the population on Earth, the normal people. It's a whole Wizard of Oz system, you know, the man behind the curtain. That's who these people are. They control everything through insider trading and the rest of it. But specifically, this Peter Thiel of Bilderberg guy directly funds the Singularity Institute. He's on the board. He's one of the advisors. That's Ray Kurzweil. And he also heavily funds Aubrey de Grey's Methuselah Mouse SENS Foundation.
Where they make the mice live three times as longer. We've had him on.
Yeah, and that all ties in directly with the things Bill Gates funds. And so they all work together. They're part of the steering.
So life for them, death for us. And they're teaching us through the fake environmental movement that we're all scum and need to die, while they, the enlightened ones, get to go forward.
Yeah, and there you are.
Well, what would ultra-rich do? This is a no-brainer.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, Endgame that you made 5-6 years ago in 2006.
Well, yeah, we're making it in six, but it's actually four, yeah.
Okay, yeah, off on the ears. But the point is, you draw in all the life extension stuff and the Kurzweil connections then, and now it's more directly connected to Bilderberg. You got Eric Schmidt, Bill Gates, and Peter Thiel becoming the most centralized steering committee members of the Bilderberg group for all the high-tech stuff. And those are young guys. The other guys are fading out.
Yeah, the Queen of England, the Queen of the Netherlands, and others, they've taken a back seat, and it is the technocratic NSA people that run it all.
Yeah, and the other thing is, obviously, David Rockefeller isn't going to live forever unless they achieve these bizarre goals. Jay Rockefeller, the senator, he's Tucker identified it just as we did along, you know, 6 months ago at least, if not several years ago, that he's basically the next head of the Rockefeller family. And here he says we should have never invented the Internet. We have to control it. There's going to be these cyber attacks, and that has been on the Bilderberg agenda.
And then right as they try to pass them, the cyber attacks get launched.
Yeah.
But you've read, how many of their books have you read? I mean, it's just, it's constant. And what about my statement that the ideas that have charted our entire modern scientific lexicon all came out of eugenics?
It absolutely did, Alex. I mean, look at the industrialists who founded those organizations. It's Rockefeller.
The folks that discovered the genome were doing it for trying to achieve eternal life and to wipe out the subhumans.
This book right here is a great example, The Molecular Vision of Life, Caltech and the Rockefeller Foundation.
Now, show folks on PrisonPlanet.tv. Tell them about that.
That was a book recommended by Dr. Russell Blaylock, who knows so much about eugenics and isn't afraid to talk about it. And it really shows how the Rockefeller Foundation and a few other important people, the point is they steered and controlled the research and development. They steered and controlled the genetics.
Well, they found out that most cancers viral in the 20s, and then by the 30s were putting in the vaccines. Then they own most of the major cancer research facilities.
They get first dibs on it, and they learn how to control the
population. They inject you with the cancer, and we even have their research papers where they talk about it.
And they also yield from the good science that does allow them to extend their lives to a certain extent. But what you have in the 19th...
They've killed most of the people that have died in America. They created Hitler. It's on record the Rockefellers funded Hitler and the Kaiser Wilhelm race facility.
We're talking about the bastards who took control of the Industrial Revolution and created total monopolies for the first time in America, and they aren't going to give it up. They decided instead to liquidate their competition and decrease the population. They decided that 120 years ago or something. And they've since steered all the science. And you've got eugenics. They hit a little too hard in the early 10s and 20s. They went too hard. People realized it was radical, even by the mid-20s.
And Julian Huxley, the head of the UN program, brother of Aldous Huxley, who in 32 wrote Brave New World, people read and go, it's all coming true. Before he died, he gave a speech at Berkeley and said, it's all real. We've already got chips in people's brains. His brother said, Hitler made us look bad. We're going to call ourselves transhumanist.
Yeah, but they identified that exact same reaction to the eugenics thing in the early 20s before Hitler got out of control, started steering the molecular science as a way to biochemically control people, specifically to control the population. This book is incredible. I don't have time to pull out the quotes. But they are.
And as Dr. Begich points out, for every chemical attack they're running on us through food and water, they've got at least 20 times the electromagnetic manipulation. And now through the smart meters, the new light bulbs, which they admit that they're going to send pulses through, you think the TV flicker gets you, folks. This is nothing. And it'll, quote, even overtake and control your computers. The new computers coming out have an infrared sensor that's then controlled by the new light bulbs, and they have data over the power couplers.
I mean, it's incredible what we're seeing, the revolutions in science and technology. The scary thing is that these guys are literally on the Bilderberg Steering Committee deciding who controls that data, sharing it with all the law enforcement and integrated systems. They decide which direction this future's technology is going to go.
No, they're charting human destiny. We should have a real debate about human destiny. We'll be having it at Infowars.com. Please spread the word about the broadcast. This is the most important information in the world that could be covered. Great job, Aaron. Great job, Cruz. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.